field a few phone calls. But when I explain what's going on, they're like, oh, okay. All right, I'll let my clients know. Mics are hot. Okay, it's May 15th, 2019 at 5:30. I'd like to call to order the Catuit Fire District's Board of Water Commissioners monthly meeting. Is anybody taping this besides us? No one at this point. Thank you. So we've got a fairly short agenda. I think we can get through pretty quickly. Public comment first. Any public comment?
No public.
Hearing.
Can I save some public comment for the end of the meeting?
Would you like to?
Yes, I would.
Then, yes, you may. So we'll move public comment to the end of the meeting. Commissioner Campbell, Commissioner Hoppenstead, and Office Manager Nash are here in attendance, as is Commissioner Robinson.
The class of the group.
There he is.
There you go.
And the heat's over in this place.
I turned it up.
Mark, we just opened the meeting a couple of minutes ago.
Okay.
And Don asked to move public comment to the end, so we did that. So we are now into taking a look at the minutes from our last meeting, which was, what, April 17th? April 16th?
Well, we had a meeting, a meeting, the Civic Association, we signed on as a meeting, too.
That's right.
So which one do you want to start with?
So let's do the April 16th. Okay. That's the Civic Association Joint Water Commission meeting.
Good with the April 16th.
As am I.
Motion to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, let's take a look at our regular monthly meeting on the 17th of April.
Motion to accept the regular meeting of April 17th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Did we get the master EP sites for copper and lead?
That's part of my water quality report.
Thank you. Do you want this too?
Yeah.
All right, I'll start with the minutes. Do we have any warrants? We've been signing warrants digitally quite well, I think. Any comments on that?
I have an opinion.
Okay.
I guess I find it difficult reading the stuff.
On the screen.
Yeah. So I have to assume that when I'm, you know, I can't, I'm approving them, I don't feel 100% comfortable that I know all the time that I'm know what I'm approving.
Okay.
And that's...
What are you looking at on a big computer screen or a little tiny tablet?
Phone.
What?
Silly.
That's not a view.
It's not formatted for a 4-inch screen. It's formatted for like a 10 bigger phone. I have the same problem on the first page. I have to tilt my head. But after that, I figure it out. Because I haven't figured out how to twist it yet.
Well, I've been looking at it on my desktop. And
that's what I've been doing too.
The landscape warrant sheet was a request of the assistant treasurer to make it more readable.
Okay.
And larger font.
And I'm fine with twisting my head. Yeah. That's not a problem.
When you look at it, are you looking at the one with all of the thumbnails? Because I think when you open it, it opens it as a regular PDF with one page, one page, one page, and I think you can rotate
it. If I download it as a PDF, I should be able to do that. Yeah. Okay. I'll try that. So we have 3 warrants.
Do these need to be signed, or are they just...
These need to be signed.
So these are 5256, and what was the first one that Mark has?
So 55.
So we did 53 and 54.
Mm-hmm. Electronically.
Electronically.
Okay. A lead gooseneck adapter. E.J. Preston. E.J. Prescott?
Prescott.
Yep. So a lot of the services, not a lot of the services, services that we have between 82 and 86, a lot of them have a lead gooseneck that goes into the house.
Yeah, because they're flexible and you can bend them to match up other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it up?
It's an adapter to adapt the plastic piping to the lead gooseneck.
Yeah.
So there's no lead exposed to the water.
There was in that time frame, which makes those houses tier ones for the lead and copper testing that we do every 3 years. And we replace them as we go.
Yep.
But some of them need adapters.
So, Jen, as far as our payroll, have we pretty much broken even with the amount allocated and the amount spent?
Very much. So in your packet is the financial summary. And I was going to give you a couple of notes on that.
Okay.
On the second page of that is the expense side of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the payroll warrant that you're signing right now is for the June payroll. So as you can see, everything pretty much evened out. There we are within $145 of the assistant superintendent / senior operator budget, so that worked out very well with the timing of everything.
Yeah. So the way that thing worked out with the buyback and all that stuff, surprisingly worked out.
We planned it that way.
Well,
overtime, still has room in there for the May and June overtime. And that obviously came in under budget because we've had the two field operators covering the majority of the overtime for January through June. So the assistant superintendent took home the truck for the first time last night. So I'm not sure when he'll be joining me on call rotation, but I imagine it will be soon because he's up to speed very quickly.
Good. Right. So I see that the office manager overspent her budget by 96 cents.
96 cents. I'm sure that will get rounded down before the end of the year.
Were those gooseneck adapters, they were for homes built between 82 and 84?
82 and 86.
So they're about, the goosenecks were about this long with a brass fitting that goes on the corporation stop that's drilled into the pipe.
Yeah.
And it's a flexible section of lead to bend and move with another brass fitting to fit onto the house fitting. I used to put the water department in Florida. That's all we ever did.
Yep.
Lead.
Not so good. But you can treat those with orthophosphate and basically isolate the lead from the water.
Well, it'd be nice just to get rid of them.
That's what Flint did wrong, is they stopped treating with the orthophosphate. But yeah, I agree. Get rid of it. And they're working on that.
So the lead and copper testing that we do, the criteria for that is a house built between 82 and 86 that has lead pipes, lead fitting, or copper piping, which some of them do have 5 feet of copper going in that get pinholes, and those are the surfaces that we're replacing pretty regularly.
Yeah.
And it also has to do with the soldering material, if there was lead in the soldering material, and those were the only years that they were used. So that's, we're running out of houses actually in the district because we have replaced lead goosenecks and copper piping, and some people have gone to PVC in their house, and we're running out of houses, and we have to sample 20 and have 10 alternative ones. So.
Okay.
And then on the front page of that financials, there's your revenue to date. I have sent out penalty bills for the minimum use that was issued in March and due April 30th. We issued those penalty bills on May 7th to make sure we got everything in postmarked by April 30th. The penalty billing was small. It was less than $1,000. No additional service connection revenue. We expect probably another month worth of antenna revenue, which is about another $10,000, and probably one more CVEC check. And then that's your outstanding accounts receivable right now.
I did talk to Chris about that because someone had talked about wanting the names of the people who were overdue to pay in their bill. And I said I thought it might be a good idea if someone wanted the personal information of those people to make a formal request to the Freedom of Information, just so we can show that we're not giving out information freely. You know what I mean? I don't mind giving it out, if, you know, because I understand what she's looking for, but I'd rather have it be done through a formal request than just a phone call.
Yeah, I think it sets a nice paper trail.
Yeah.
In case someone were to have malicious intentions, we'd want to know that.
Account balances are technically protected under the open meeting law and information according to the guidelines from the Mass General law, because we went through this and sending a report to the treasurer's office with names or no names. We have all the information available if the auditors needed to trace it back, but we send the treasurer a report with the account number and what's passed due. We don't make
so by
names.
Law we cannot give the name out
if it's personal information.
Redacted. Okay. Oh boy.
And I can
black pen is getting a lot of use.
That word?
Redacted. My favorite.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, it can turn back on by how many accounts, how much they're over, but I don't think you need. What's the point of having individual names on it?
Right.
Yeah. Why would somebody need that information?
I think it's just personal.
No.
Right.
Yeah, and then it might be malicious.
Yeah.
Right.
Harass people. We don't.
So I don't, right, I don't give out that information.
Glad you're up to date with the law on that.
Yeah.
That's great. Nice job.
Thanks.
Once again.
Thank you.
I wouldn't even know where to look for the law on that open meeting law, huh?
I have it.
So on the second page here, with all the money things, the budget, the at the bottom, special appropriations still serves a balance for the cost of service study and $2,200. But I think we were going to discuss something to do with that too.
Yep, they still need to issue the final report that will include the scenario that was ultimately implemented. They are working to put together a brochure, like a little trifold pamphlet for me, to go in the mailings June 30th with the final bill under the old rate system. Chris is going to check in with Ryan to see when we should expect the final bill, because Ray was asking for that on Monday. And, yeah, he's going to want to talk about some additional funds for that project.
So as far as where that funds would come from, would that be in this budget or next year?
It would be in this budget, probably under legal and engineering services, 5311. Right above the subtotal line.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, where this, yeah.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Yep.
And I think it's really important to get that study
completed.
Yeah, we put it up on our website. I spent 20 minutes on the phone last weekend with a client who said he was representing a number of customers, so I imagine some kind of property manager. I told him, you know, the rates have been voted in. He said, I understand that, but, you know, how do we know about the tax going down? That's obviously the idea. That's what we're trying to get across, is the one of the consequences of the rate change. But you know, you have to come to the district meeting and vote for things like that and get that information from the Prudential Committee. And they say, well, the Prudential Committee said it may not change because of other needs. And I said, I understand that. It's, you know, I'm just telling you, as it affects the water department, there's no need for the tax not to come down at this point, but it may take a year of lag. So anyway, we had a respectful discussion, and that was, I think, the first call that we've had. You've had some emails, maybe, but
I had a call two Saturdays ago. Same, along the same lines. It was someone
who
takes care of people's
maybe.
Properties.
Yeah,
and it was a wonderful call. It was very cordial.
Maybe it's the same guy.
Could be.
It was 2 weeks ago.
But I basically said the same thing that you just iterated.
So, anyway, I don't mind taking those calls. If, you know, I encourage Jen not to have her time or Chris's time taken up the phone, because it's a commissioner's decision, so we've got to be able to handle it.
And I haven't had any, you know, a couple of people that have come in to pay their bill saying, what is my rate going up to? Or, you know, a couple of questions like that, and all of the comments have been, our rates have been so low for so long.
Okay. I had an email that Fran forwarded to me inquiring about the same topic, and I responded to it in like fashion, and the person actually emailed me right back, like within a day, and said, thanks for being so helpful.
I think the calls will be generated after they get the first round of bills.
Yes. Yeah, and education is going to help with that.
And it's going to be hard for people who don't know what's going on to understand. So I think we need the first bill in the fiscal year, July, needs to have maybe a condensed version of the frequently asked questions or something more than just the card that we put in previously.
So Tata and Howard is working. I gave them some information, and they're basically producing a folded, glossy, kind of like our CCR, to go into the mailing on when we read the meters on June 30th and send out the bill saying, here's what the new rates are going to be, expect a bill in September, and it's the one in December where they do the actual reading.
Yeah.
I think is going to be the big
but
one.
But we need to get people to understand that they might want to start thinking about how much water they're using.
Yeah.
As it will be affected by this rate change.
Yep.
Which they'll really hit.
Huh?
They'll really get hit for in December.
Correct.
Yeah, and at least then we can say, you know, we warned you when it was coming.
Yeah.
Now here it is. And, I mean, everybody gets the water, whether they read what's in the envelope or not. We've done the best we can to get information to them. And that's the single, that's the only real active way to make sure everybody's getting information is through the billing, it seems to me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is passive. And we've done a lot. Called the newspapers. We're too busy with town meetings right now.
Actually, the photographer from Barnstable Patriot.
Did he come over?
Ran across the guys down on Main Street today doing a mark out and took a picture of Matt painting the water service on the road and did ask, you know, took his picture, took his name and whatever and did ask about the rate increase and they referred, Matt referred them,
yeah.
You know, back to me or back to you.
Good, so at least they talked
to me. Yeah.
Well, I had a one-on-one conversation with someone whose question wasn't about the process or the rate change, it was why are we doing it 1 year? You know, because I like to budget things and I don't really know how to budget for this. I said, well, how much water do you use? Well, not that much. And then you're probably going to find out you're going to make up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you can make a calculator.
I have one in Excel that I kind of plug and play, but you do have to make some adjustments to it based on the usage. So it's not something I would want to release publicly. But I'll be glad to run numbers for anybody who calls or emails me.
Yeah, so maybe we could put that in the mailing.
Yep.
Mailer.
Okay, so to continue down this list here of special appropriations, the security system from 2012 with a balance of $4,400, is that job done?
So we had one invoice left over from USDA for Valley Communications for $7,080 that we were waiting for all the equipment to be installed, but they had to send us the invoice early in order to get the USDA reimbursement and close out the grant. So we did submit that in this fiscal year. That $4,400 should be gone. I believe that the treasurer may have closed that already because there was a lot of discussion about where that invoice was going to be posted. And it has been posted correctly now, so he may have closed that appropriation
okay,
out already.
So that thing has been exhausted.
Yes.
This pump replacement of 2013, that's the one that's going to be...
That's the one that was taken back this
okay.
year.
So...
That one's
okay,
gone.
I get that.
Yep.
Now the chemical safety upgrade... Is that completed?
I ran those numbers for Chris today. It looks like our Tate and Howard contract has been paid in full. I'm not expecting any more invoices from that. I believe that will be turned in as well.
So the $2,447 can be returned?
Correct.
To the Treasury. Okay.
Yep.
Now the second one, public pump replacement, he has a job for that money.
I believe he has something in mind
yes,
for that.
Yes, I know he does. Yes.
Okay.
So that's, I understand that one. And the security systems in flux, we're still working on that?
Yep, I have an update.
The truck purchase has been figured out.
Correct.
So all that stuff, we're just going to turn back $2,400, and we'll have some of this stuff cleaned up.
About 30, 32. Right?
No, but the 30
is... 30, or is that already...
That was taken back last year.
Okay.
That's the one we just found out about this year.
That's something I want to address in my public comment.
The other 30,000 he's waiting until all of the pump maintenance is done, and
yeah.
he and Don have had conversations about what that
he
might be used
for. He thinks he can get
for.
More work done with this amount, that $30,000 than originally thought. But
yep.
he has to get three prices
yep.
and all that stuff. So he's going through the process,
yep.
but it's it will be used up this next year.
Yeah, because pumps are important.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
And lastly, on that, so right now we're showing 114,000 left that you have to back the $4,000 out of there for a salary because that can't be used on anything but salary. And also from that, you have to take out the $15,500 USDA reserve money that comes out of our bottom line.
Okay.
So after the annual district meeting, Chris and I will get together on what projects we think we can move forward with what we have left in the budget and what purchases we need to make. So you'll have better financials in June.
That's good.
Other questions there?
I think that's usually part of the superintendent's report, right?
She kind of wound it all together.
Right? But it's not water quality.
Right.
So is there anything else to report from the superintendent's report?
Yeah, you want me to skip water quality first?
Yeah.
Okay. So the under the superintendent's report, the pumpage for April of 2018 was 6,441,000 gallons. In 2019, it was 8,635,000 for a difference of 2,194,000 gallons more.
With all that rain?
So here's the difference.
People stop that.
We didn't flush in April of 2018. We started our flushing program May 10th last year because of various things going on in the district with the pumps being in and out of service.
Yeah.
So this year we started the flushing program April 16th, and we flushed 1.5 million gallons in April. So that's the majority of the difference.
Okay.
I will
it's
say...
It's still down from prior years.
It is.
2018 is just a...
Right, very low. 8 inches of rain in April. They registered rain 21 out of 30 days in April.
My golf game shows it.
I bet.
Haven't taken the tarp off the boat yet.
There were no new services, one replacement service down on Bluff Point, and no leaks. The truck, Don, you asked about the appropriation, so we did have the email from the treasurer saying that that was... all as we thought, and that there is approximately $7,400 available for the rest of the things that need to be done for the truck to be fully in service. It is in service now. The lettering is done. That was very inexpensive. Chris is following up with Doring now that he knows that he has the money to use on the hydraulic speed indicator motor and painting the cage that the tank is in. So those will be two things that come out of that appropriation, hopefully before the end of the year, fiscal year. Tower North, the carriers were looking to be on air mid-May, according to the update from Bert in April. Chris took a ride down there today and saw that there was a newly poured concrete platform slab there. The equipment for the second antenna to go on the pole is staged, but it's not up yet, and it doesn't look like there's any electrical to the new pole yet.
So in last month's report, from the superintendent's report, Chris stated, we asked the same question, and he said 2 weeks for one thing and another week or so after that. So nothing's really been moved substantially forward to complete that. How is our Osprey nest?
I don't know.
From what I could tell, the Osprey is relocated to the new pole.
Oh.
And the smaller poles have owl decoys placed around them.
Okay.
And it seems, I don't know, they're keeping the Ospreys away or just the attraction of the new pole is enticing the Osprey to stay away. That was a few days ago. Have you been down there, Mark?
Yeah, but I didn't study it. What is, I guess I should have asked this earlier, but what is the issue about the delay? Why do we care?
Well, we don't really care because, on one hand, because we're still getting the greater income, but I think we should care because this whole project comes from us. We initiated by changing... taking out a tower and having to do all this stuff. Our name is all over it, and when people see a problem and want to complain about it, they're not complaining about Tower North. They're complaining about the Gatuit Water Department. Why haven't they finished this yet? Why isn't that yard been cleaned up yet?
Oh, okay.
Why isn't all that stuff done yet?
Okay, I get that. I was wondering if it was a financial issue.
No.
We should care.
It's more of a, it's our name, yeah.
It's an image thing, yeah. And we've talked about, you know, replanting once we the fall.
To take care of that property.
Yeah. And I would like to, you know, get rid of all the siltation curtain that looks pretty ugly. Go down the drive there and stuff like that. I don't know if they're responsible for that, but it just should come out and be looking nicer. I mean, that's Main Street. You know?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. There's that
the
stuff.
Entrance into the village proper.
It's the reorientation of the yellow gate that's just sitting in the woods now.
And Chris talked about that last time.
Right. But I agree with Don. I think it's our responsibility to get that site cleaned up as quickly as possible, and I'd like to see those cows off that site.
Yeah. So all we can do, though, is just keep urging them to get their work done and have them understand that we don't appreciate any foot dragging. It's not a financial thing, it's an image thing.
Yeah.
Under the security update, the facility cameras and electrical work is all done. The in-house system training is complete, and we can see everything going on down there now. We're working on the mobile monitoring ability. We've downloaded the apps. We've opened up ports to a static IP address. We're just scheduling some training now on the mobile app. So we'll be able to.
Jennifer showed me how they can find things in the timeline of the camera system.
It's pretty cool.
Pretty interesting.
And then the SCADA part of that project will be next. Chris has been in contact with Rich Wilbur, who's working on coordinating all of the schedules with the SCADA people and trying to get that coordinated. And then he'll be back in touch with Chris to get it on our calendar. And then the lien notifications is the last little part of the update. So now that the penalty bills have been issued, May becomes the cutoff date for the 1 year past due so that we can start notifying folks. The original list that I've compiled is 56 accounts, so that's about 30 better than last year. I've started the initial notifications. I've already collected 3 payments, and I'm going to try and condense it to 1 regular mailing and 1 certified mailing so that we have a phone call, we have a regular mailing, and we'll have a certified mailing, so we'll be able to prove attempts, should we need to, and save a little postage. Any concerns with that?
No, I think that's great.
I'm good.
And I should probably let you know that our customer with the water quality complaint is on the lien list again this year. Just to let you know.
And we haven't heard from her or anybody at that address, other than the fact that they don't pay their bills.
They did go flush.
They did see a lawyer once, though.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
They did go flush at the beginning of the month, and she wasn't outside. She didn't make contact with the operators this month, but there is some follow-up that needs to happen with her.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the end of the super report.
Excellent. Questions?
Water quality is quick.
Water quality?
No total coliform hits in April. No other special samples were taken. And the lead and copper site plan has been submitted to MassDEP for approval, and the samples will take place in July, and the school in September, assuming it reopens.
We do the school.
You have to do all of the schools. Yep.
Mr. Chairman, I read in the newspaper today, I think there was Senator Sears' bill to create a task force to study statewide.
Mm.
I think we should write a letter in support of the bill. It's just a study group, but I think it's important to show our concern. Would you like to make that motion and volunteer to draft the support letter?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Yeah, that'd be great. Onset? Buzzards Bay that had a coliform hit?
It was more, it was Onset?
Onset.
And they didn't let people know right away?
They did do the reverse 911.
Well, ironically, I had dinner at one of those places down there, and we couldn't have water. I wanted iced tea, and they can't do the water.
Yeah, so the reason I brought it up.
Do you know who I am?
No, I didn't say that.
The reason I brought it up was because when you have these really wet months, you oftentimes get bacteria leaking in from places.
Right.
So it's fantastic that we didn't get any hits, but we need to be vigilant. And we are, which is good.
They did do samples last Monday. I haven't seen those results yet, and they're due again this Monday.
Questions on water quality?
No.
Good. Old business? New business?
Well, I have some new business, so maybe it's old business. I'm not quite sure how to categorize it.
Okay.
But I'm hoping that the records are going to show appreciation for Campbell's service. Is this his last meeting or the second last?
You're going to have to wait a minute and find out.
Yeah.
This is his last meeting.
This is the last meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. So, as the new guy here, I just want to say that I really learned an awful lot from all of you. I really appreciate it. Don's measured approach to everything, and he's just been a tremendous public servant here to the district and the department and the commission, and I just wanted to say thank you, Don, for showing me some ropes, and hopefully we can carry on your great legacy here.
You're going to make me cry.
Aww.
I would like to echo those remarks, because I think you've done an outstanding job, and he has been a fantastic mentor and a very thoughtful water commissioner. It's brought a lot to the village and the district. And all I hear is good things about you. And you're going to be missed. And I'm going to cry, too.
I'm going to sit out there every once in a while.
That's good. We need some money.
That's good. That'd be nice. No, you've done an outstanding job. And I think everybody in the district appreciates what you've
done. How much? You built two water towers in your tenure?
I can only take credit. You know, there are two new ones. Yeah.
Yeah,
not the Santua one that was already up.
Okay.
So, but we're going to get to that in a second.
All right, that's old business. That's new business. We need the next meeting date.
Public comment.
Remember that? Yeah, it's last.
I've got it written down as Don's final comment.
All right, sure. Let's go to public comment.
Okay. So this is my last meeting. It's been 6 years. I can honestly say I didn't know what to expect when I took this on. And I didn't think that I would become as passionate as I think I have become about this department and the people in it. In the workings of it. And I am very excited about how things have come around. We have a young group of employees, with the exception of the superintendent, that we see a long future with most of the people we have working. They've had their pay adjusted to be more in line with their peers on the Cape, which I'm very happy about. We've done all of the big stuff, I think, that we could have done in this last 6 years. There's no telling what the future brings. You can see there could be some issues with treatment and stuff like that in the future that could cost a lot of money, but I think most of the stuff has been taken care of. The water rate change has been a process for a couple of years now, I wasn't quite sure how it was going to go, and I'm really happy the way it ended up, and the work that Tata and Howard did was very good. The board for the future, I have no idea about Mr. Horsley, but I didn't know anything about Tom when he got here, and I found him to be very good. It's a pleasure seeing him every month. As far as Mark, I really didn't know what to think about Mark, because my only true experience with him was him being very angry at me. And I really hope that we could find a starting point of commonality when we could talk about trying to improve the vegetation and the forestry within our property here. But I found him to be a very thoughtful, calming, and seeing things clearly and not getting caught up in the minutia, which is a real asset. He has done some stuff which to me was very helpful, and he dismissed it because it wasn't a big deal to him, but what he doesn't understand is how much of a big deal it was to me, because we didn't have it in the past, how helpful it was and how much it helped to get the process through. So if you guys worked out so well, sure, Mr. Horsley would be fine. So how's that sound?
That's pretty good.
Okay. I do have a couple things I would like hopefully to see done in the future, and it's just working within the committees of the district. I know we have a new treasurer, and I think there's still some growing pains that I think can be worked out. When we as put a warrant forward, it's by decision with the superintendent and the board, and to have a whole warrant or a whole article taking out of our budget without any discussion with this board, I think is not proper. I know there was a talking between Chris and the treasurer, and my understanding of the conversation was that you know, I guess if I have to, I might be able to give up one of those, but I really need the other one, and that turned into we're taking one, and we were left out of the loop. So I think it would be appropriate for a letter to be written to the treasurer, just the statement that no accounts can be closed unilaterally without this board being informed and having an opportunity to respond to that. And then this is the part that I find difficult, because there seems to be some tension and some inability to work well together. And I would very much would like to see that change. I don't think that we have to if we're all serving the people of the district, we ought to find a way to work together better without it becoming tense, without it becoming somewhat distracting.
You're talking between the boards?
No, well, I'm talking between the treasurer, the assistant treasurer, the chairperson of the Prudential, and on the water department side, Chris and Jen. So I would very much like to see that the treasurer, assistant treasurer, and someone from Prudential, along with someone from this board, Chris and Jen, be put in the room and the door locked, and they're not let out until they can come to terms with how they can get over whatever it is that's going on. I don't care who is right or wrong, but I think there can be a way to find it worked out that communication can happen without it stirring up a need to respond. And go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I think it would be for the best. And I'm not trying to disparage anyone or blame anyone. We have to work together. And my personality during this whole process, I go right up to it here, and then I have to just come on back down to earth. And I don't like the way I feel when that happens. To me, there was two reasons why I stepped down as chairperson. One was this whole situation right here, and I didn't want to use that position to be a sledgehammer. You know what I mean? I really wanted it to, things to go smoothly, and besides the accurate reason that I think I would like to see Tom have some experience, and he did a wonderful job. So that's the only regret I have about the way with that is turning out right now. I think it's just really because a newer person's in there and some things are being done a little differently, and it's back and forth. It just doesn't feel good. That's it. I'm really, thank you very much, and that's it.
I was never angry at you, sir. I was angry at a decision that this board had taken. That's all.
I could take anything personally.
I didn't know you. I didn't know you enough to be angry. But those are good comments.
Well, and I thank you for those comments, and I take those to heart, and I will do what I can in whatever role I serve on this board to make that happen, to iron out some of those differences. And I'm not so sure that they're differences, misunderstandings, maybe they're differences, maybe that's just the way things are done, but it's, like you said, it's that we have new people in a variety of positions, and we want to make sure that we all work best for the district, and so I think that it behooves us to make those efforts.
You know, in a small group, in a small village, there's no reason why people are sending emails back and forth to each other. Go over and sit at the desk and hash it out. I think that's much better than emails. You know, emails are inflammatory by their nature because it's written, it's persist, it's staring you in the face.
And it takes a tone.
Yeah, that's a good point. When you go and sit at the desk, it can't, you know, if it is like that, the words evaporate into the air. They're not staring you in the face. And I think it's just there's no reason why those things can't be handled personally in a small village. So I hope it improves.
And I will be happy to take a shot at drafting a letter to the treasurer regarding the management of accounts from year to year, because we do need carryover, and we need to be assured that when we need that money to do the work that the money was originally allocated for, that's what it would be applied to. And if it can't be, because of, it's been a long time since 2013. Yeah. That's
and that makes sense.
Then just let us know, and we can make sure that everybody on the commission knows, and we come to a common understanding. And I think that's what you get.
It doesn't redound to our benefit to be blindsided or stuff like that.
No.
It makes it look like we don't know what's going on.
Right. Yes. Good.
Cool beans.
Thank you.
When's your next meeting?
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
We're done.
We're done.
Except we are in public comment right now. Okay.
Did you come to praise Don? This is his last meeting.
This is Don's last meeting.
That's Grace, my last meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's been a constant supporter of the water department.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful to have had him. In my short tenure here, I just see great things that he's done. And I hear more about what he's done in the past, which is nice. So, with that, if there's no public comment, then we need to set our next meeting.
Which we had publicized on the yellow postcard as June 17th.
There you go.
June 17th.
All right, let me double check that here. So I got to go out of town in June, but I'm pretty sure I'm back.
And I've already posted for the budget and candidates night and the annual district meeting, so all three of you are free to attend.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I'll be
great.
There.
Excellent.
Mr. Borzin will be there.
June 17th is what we?
Wednesday.
That's
17th.
That's
right.
The 19th. Unless I'm on, yeah.
19th, I'm sorry. The 17th was the open bid deadline we were talking about today.
Yeah. They do. There are some meetings coming up in May. Budget.
Wednesday the 19th.
Wednesday the 19th for our next meeting. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Wednesday the 19th. Yeah, I can be here then. I'm gone the first week in June. At 5:30? Okay. And so we'll be at the budget meeting and the district meeting. We've been posted for that, so we're okay together.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about water.
You got it.
We can do that.
The budget?
It's next Tuesday. Yeah, the 21st.
Yeah.
Is there something on the 20th, or is it just the 21st?
Just the
21st.
Unless Prudential is meeting on a Monday night. But they did post another meeting. That's the holiday. 28th is voting and 29th is the district meeting. But they did post, I think Prudential posted another meeting before budget and candidates night.
So if need be, I can go to that on the 20th. But I think we're all set with that.
I think so too.
You know, unless I need to iron any of the number details out with Ray for the warrant. I'm assuming these articles have already been sent to the printer?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Okay. Good. All right. Any other? Take a motion to adjourn?
I'll let Mr.
Make a motion to adjourn?
I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's a good one, Don.